Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with Ray Allen. Ray is engineering and producing the show on the other side of the glass. And together, Ray and I welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It's Monday, May the 8th, 2017, as I begin what will end the week with vacation. So that should mean I'm in a pretty good mood the whole week. Not that I'm not, Ray, always in a good mood here for the show.
How long have I known you've never been in a bad mood?
No, I've tried to always put a sunny face forward. How's that, Bruce Ash?
I think so.
We are live streaming our show. Of course, we originate from AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's voice. Couple of options for you. My website, buckmastershow.com, has the live stream going on right now, and it basically kicks you over to kvoi.com. So either way, you're going to be able to hear our program with the live stream. Monday is, of course, Monday Political Face-Off Day, and if you would like to join in the conversation and perhaps enhance our conversation, 790-2040 is our live line number. We have a different team of commentators each week here for our Monday Political Face-Off. Bruce Ash is here. Mr. Ash is in his fourth term as the Republican National Committee man person for Arizona. There are two committee people, right, Bruce?
That is correct. A male and a female. I'm the man.
You're the man. Jeff Rogers is here. Jeff is the former chair of the Pima County Democratic Party. Jeff, how are you?
Very well.
Appreciate you coming in. Always good to see you. It's good to see you as well, Bruce. The Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe and the family specialize in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, hanging services, and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. How was your weekend? Did the allergies bother you with the wind, Jeff Rogers?
I braved the wind and the pollen to ride my horse on Sunday, but I paid a price for it later in the day.
Now, we paid a price at the Buckmaster household as the wind blew down a huge cactus tree in the backyard that has been there certainly longer than we have. We've been in the house almost 30 years, so it's gone. It's got to be all cut up and taken away. But, Bruce, you had a good weekend.
I had an awesome weekend. It started talking with Mo and his daughter, Corey.
Corinne,
yeah.
Yes.
Over on Saturday afternoon, we picked up two pieces that they reframed for us. These were pieces that were taken out of the basement at the Mountain Oyster Club. Mm-hmm. They've been discarded there for many, many years. And believe it or not, one of them was a watercolor by a listed artist from Kansas City who was very well known in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. He's now deceased. And it actually belonged at one time to the founder of Catalina Savings and Loan, Sam Campbell.
Hmm.
And I owned Sam Campbell's house back in the early 90s.
Oh my.
And so anyway, when I didn't even realize that when I purchased it at the MO Club. And they did the most fantastic job.
Museum quality work.
Oh, it is museum quality. Right. And it was just lovely. And they're nice, nice people.
They are. They're wonderful people.
Very helpful.
To deal with. Jeff, are you into Western art at all?
I am. I own several Tom Doerr paintings that happy to see have appreciated nicely. And quite a bit of Western art, because my wife and I are both horseback riders, and so it kind of naturally comes to us.
And the subject matter of the piece, Bruce?
Well, the one piece was a sheep herding thing with border collies.
Mm-hmm.
My wife used to herd sheep. And then the second was a watercolor of a Jayhawker, a Civil War soldier, and very, very cool piece. And
Jayhawkers had a special kind of legging, a red
legging. Yeah, red legging.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, let's talk a little politics. We've got the Proposition 101. Jeff Rogers, is this a good deal?
Well, I think that it is. Our city suffered, as many cities across America did, during what we've now called the Great recession, practically a depression. The city did a lot of things to try to help us get through that period of time, including cutting 25% of the workforce down from 6,000 down to 4,500 employees approximately now. But you just can't cut your way to prosperity. And when you add in the factor that we lost over $30 million in highway user revenue funds from state sources, the state kind of balanced the state budget on the backs of cities and counties, and our county was one of the ones that suffered as well. But, you know, we have to look to what kind of city we want to be. And right now, there was a recent survey done by this Administrators magazine that looked at well-run cities across America and put Tucson in the top 10 of those cities. So I think what we have to do is look at what do we want to do. And right now, everyone complains about how bad our roads are, not only the major arterials, but even our neighborhood roads. And I work a lot with police and fire, sometimes in an adversarial fashion, but sometimes in a not so adversarial fashion. And our police cars are just, I mean, you see some of these rundown Crown Victorias.
They've been around, the odometer's around a couple times.
Yeah, well over 100,000 miles. And that's heavy use. I mean, these are not like some of the sheriff's department vehicles where they get to take them home and they're sitting idle for maybe 2/3 of the day. These things are run round the clock. When another shift comes in, they take a car from another officer, and they're hard use too. So, and you add that to the fact that some of our fire stations were built in the 60s and 70s and 80s and are really, really behind the times, have asbestos, you know, which is poisonous in the ceilings and the walls. You know, we've got many, much of our fire trucks are over 100,000 miles on them.
So you think
well.
It's worth a couple of bucks a month?
I think they estimate it will run us $3 a month, and I think that's a small price to pay. And even though, you know, Democrats typically are opposed to regressive taxation, when you really think about it, this is we don't tax food and we don't tax rental properties. So I think that a lot of services don't get taxed as well. So I think it's a bargain for us. It's temporary. I think it lasts for 5 years. It will do a lot to help this community recover from the Great Recession and all of the cutting that we had to do during that period of time.
Bruce, why are Republicans opposed to this?
Well, Bill and Jeff, it's not just Republicans who are against the sales tax increase. It's a $50 million tax increase on the city of Tucson. Any transactions, or most transactions, as Jeff pointed out, some are not covered by the city sales tax. It's a lot of money. And I voted for and I supported the earlier tax increase. It also has a sunset like this one does on it. And I met with the mayor early on, I think it was probably January or February, to talk about this particular plan. And, you know, my concern with Mayor Rothschild at the time, as a businessman here in town, is in my real estate business, is that we don't have enough police officers on the streets patrolling and you know, able to take care of crime that does exist in the city. And I think it's great that we're continuing to work on roads. We saw recently what different roads would be worked on with this money, and these are all roads that can use it. I think the city's done a fantastic job with the road work that they've done, and in collaboration with the RTA as well, smart planning. And I would also concur with what Jeff said about the direction that the city is going now in terms of how it's being run. The new city manager, this is a gift.
I agree 100%. Michael Ortega is just absolutely wonderful. I couldn't praise him more.
Yeah, Mike Ortega is a great, great city manager, and he has really done the things that a smart city manager has to do in order for the city to succeed. But there was no inclusion in this particular tax package for more policemen on the street. And I talked with the mayor about this as recently as about 3 weeks ago. And I expressed my concern because there are places in Tucson where we've been told by police personnel, we can't help you anymore. Stone Avenue, parts of Oracle Road, south of Tucson Mall, along Grant Road.
Like no man's land?
It is no man's land because there are significant crime problems in these neighborhoods.
And the police won't go in there?
The police will go there.
Yeah.
However, they don't have enough men on the street in order to properly patrol. But the same thing exists even on the east side. There are plenty of pockets where there's a great deal of crime along major thoroughfares that it has been very, very difficult for the police department to keep up with it. There are plenty of things that I think had Michael Ortega had more time, we'd be able to have accomplished. For example, pension reform and some of the pension spiking that goes on. And I'm not saying anybody's doing anything wrong, but it is an anomaly within the system when public employees are able to spike different things in their income over the last years of their employment. We have problems also with SunTran in terms of, you know, how many people aren't paying at full bore, how many buses are running empty almost all the time, it seems, and as well as Vantran and some of the abuses that take place there, where there's practically no compensation that comes into the city for those Vantran rides, and they're taking them for every which kind of event or thing that they want to do.
Jeff, hold your thought. It is the break at 12:15. Jeff Rogers will respond to Bruce Ash. We're talking about Proposition 101. We'll be right back on the Monday Political Face-Off.
American Openings is pleased to sponsor Hands of Hope. Hands of Hope believes every life matters, and they're committed to walking alongside women to provide confidential, non-judgmental care so they can make the best decisions when unsure about continuing with a pregnancy. You can learn more about Hands of Hope at GiveHopeTucson.com. American Openings is a locally owned door and window manufacturer and is blessed to be a sponsor of a local ministry doing so much to protect life.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport, with 6 airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections. I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
It's a land and cruise vacation sale at Bon Voyage Travel. Plan your dream vacation now and save big, up to 65%. Alaska, Hawaii, Europe, South America, the Caribbean. Pick your perfect destination. Bon Voyage Travel will create your exclusive getaway that includes extra perks and bonuses you won't find anywhere else. Call Bon Voyage Travel today or visit bvtravel.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Tuesday, the 2017 legislative session is about to wrap up in Phoenix. We'll have a report. Also, our Fox Tucson Theater update with longtime Tucson Weekly arts writer Margaret Regan. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI. We've got our worldwide live listening podcasts and pretty much 6 years' worth of shows archived on my website, buckmastershow.com. Welcome back. It is our Monday political face-off. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com, and of course on Facebook, proudly presents the Monday political face-off, where today's commentators to the left of me in studio, Jeff Rogers, to the right of me, Bruce Ash. And before the break, Bruce was talking about there are really some unsafe areas in town where things are, well, not that police won't go into the area.
No, and look, our police officers, our fire men, all the first responders, these are amongst the most dedicated men and women anywhere in the country. And anybody who has contact with them here in the city can attest to that.
Okay, here's Jeff.
I practice all over the state of Arizona in my legal practice, and a lot of it's criminal defense. And I deal with police agencies and fire agencies all across the state. And I will have to say that I think Tucson Fire Department is probably the best in the state. And I think that the Tucson Police Department is absolutely the best in southern Arizona and one of the very best in the entire state. They are both fine departments that others ought to emulate, and they do the best that they can. We probably do need to add some officers, but I don't think that should have been part of this temporary tax. This temporary tax is focused on capital improvements, and it's much like a bonding kind of which the city can't really do, but do much in that area. So I see it like a capital bond, and that this is something temporary that we want to raise some money to address some unmet needs. And I think that the general fund is where we should be hiring more police officers, focusing on the core elements of what our charter requires this mayor and council to focus on. But I would point out that, you know, we find ourselves in a unique situation here where the Democratic Party is in league with the Southern Arizona Leadership Council, Tucson Association of Realtors, the Tucson Metro Chamber of Commerce, and many business groups and large businesses, including Tucson Medical Center.
Which traditionally had been adversarial.
Yeah, we traditionally don't find ourselves on the same team with these people. And they're all backing this this temporary sales tax because they can see the capital improvements that we need and that this is something to focus on. And that doesn't mean that we should forget about hiring more police officers. We're now down probably at least 100 from where we could be as far as what this city probably ought to have, but in the law and as to those pension things, those are baked into the cake. There's not a lot we can do with that, and I definitely have those same problems that Bruce does with this spiking of your pension at the end of your career. There were some real problems, particularly in police and public safety pensions and how that worked. That got fixed by the voters recently, and going forward, it's going to be better. But that's an obligation we're still stuck with. That's kind of hanging around.
No question.
And it's an anchor weighing on all cities in the state.
Yeah, no, I get that. Yeah. But the Chamber of Commerce and some other thoughtful organizations have come up with recommendations, which include increasing police employee pension contribution rates for future hires. That goes to
exactly
what you just said. Existing Tier 1 and Tier 2 employee pension contributions should be adjusted over time toward a 50-50 employee-employer split, and conducting an audit of eligibility for active participants for all city-offered benefits. These are things that, unfortunately, mayor and council will not address. And they've been very reluctant to this. And there are some very good political reasons why they don't want to. These union members oftentimes are their allies when it comes to get out the vote and to a lot of other initiatives that the city wants to
run. Well, and we also have to remain competitive when it comes to our salary and benefits structure. And we have eliminated so many high-paying positions right now that I think we're only barely competitive. And so I think that's a factor they have to take into consideration. And you go to a 50-50 pension split, and suddenly you start to become uncompetitive unless you raise the salary dramatically to compensate for the fact
and
that
that's going to happen
that.
Anyway. And there's a lot of pressure right now on the council.
And as we were talking about Michael Ortega, you know, we have to be competitive to keep people of that quality in this city and in this county. And if we're not competitive in the salaries and benefits that we offer people, then we're going to find ourselves in a position where we have leadership that we don't want or need, and lose people like Michael Ortega.
Well, let me tell you, and this is a little bit off the wall. I'll grant that as I begin this. City of Tucson has been fighting with the state of Arizona regarding the firearms destruction. Just that, changing the city's policy on that, where these guns, rather than being destroyed, they would be sold to qualified buyers. Because these are firearms are taken, seized in various crimes and so on. Just that would provide $1.5 million.
If you took a poll of city residents, and I'm not talking about people in the county who write letters to the editor, live in Oro Valley and other places. Mm-hmm. If you took a poll of Tucson citizens, you'd probably find that 75 or 80% of the people agree with what the mayor and council have done regarding those guns.
Well,
and so
it's out of their hands now anyway. The Supreme Court's got it.
I don't think it is in there. It is out of their hands. I think it's going to be they're going to find that charter cities have the ability to do that. That's where the law has gone, and we've won every case along those lines so far. Now, the court has been packed a little bit by the current governor, so the result might be different this time. But I think if I were a betting man and going to bet on the court, I'd bet the court comes out the same way that charter cities have a right to do this.
So I said that was a little bit wild to mention it. But the other is on transportation, mass rapid transit. And there are some things that this city council must do in order to bring up revenues. We're spending about $120 million a year on all forms of rapid transit, and we're only taking in about $20 million. And there's a huge disparity in that income versus cost. And these are things that if somebody wants that service, and it's far less important as I think first responders and police are for public safety purposes, we need to look at how we do that. And again, the mayor and council have been unwilling or unable to take up those because of the pressure that they feel from different constituent groups.
We have an enormous amount of people who rely upon our transit systems for the only transportation they can have. And we need to keep it affordable, and we need a structure that reaches out to the people who need it the most and who wouldn't have jobs or health care or other things if they didn't have bargain rates or reduced fare rates.
How about tens of thousands of rides out to the Indian gaming casinos every year?
I think that's an interesting proposition.
All right, I'm going to change the subject and only have 3 minutes to do it, but just a real quick reaction to the governor's budget. Jeff Rogers, the governor likes to call himself Arizona's education governor, and you've got two pretty much named candidates on the Democratic side who Steve Farley has all but said on this program that he's in it, that he's running, and then you have Dr. Garcia. Yeah, who is in, and their big deal is about education. So,
well, I think that Ducey is probably the worst governor for education that we've seen in maybe 20, 30 years in Arizona. He talks a good game.
Going back to Ev Meekum?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe all the way back to Ev Meekum. He talks a good game, but he doesn't stand behind his words. The fact is we need to raise teacher salaries in this state substantially, get us out of last place in funding for education for our public schools and for teacher salaries so that we quit losing teachers. I have a nephew right now who is going to go from a very good school district in Vail, making something like less than $40,000 as a young teacher, and move to Las Vegas and earn $70,000
as a math teacher. So you're going to think it's going to be an issue in the government?
I think
race.
It's definitely going to be an issue in the governor's
What do you
race.
Think, Bruce?
Education's always an issue. I listen to political activities in California. They probably throw more money at education in California than most any state across the country. They have some of the worst outcomes, and they have people. When you listen to radio, when you read editorial, letters to the editors, nobody's very happy with schools in California. I think that if Jeff and I would agree on something, maybe it's that there needs to be more money that actually makes it into the classroom. That would, I hope, give teachers a much better salary and foster better talent coming into the state.
But we got to quit cutting, giving corporate tax cuts that don't help the state at all, and then basically balancing the budget on the backs of children. I mean, this is ridiculous. We really need to fund education adequately. And as a matter of fact, our Constitution requires the state to adequately fund education, and it hasn't done so for more than two decades.
All right, we'll pick that discussion up at a later time. Jeff Rogers, thank you, Jeff, for coming in. And Bruce Ash, always a pleasure, to see you. Thank you very much. The Monday Political Face-Off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. And on Facebook, earlier you heard Bruce Ash giving a really glowing testimony on, and deservedly, to Moe, and they do such a great job. So any kind of work you need done in the framing area, check out Moe's. We'll be right back. The Regional Transportation Authority and its members are working together to deliver transportation improvements to our region. More than 770 improvements have been completed to date. The success of the RTA is built upon collaboration and leadership that focuses on addressing our regional mobility needs to make our region a safer, more efficient, and more vibrant place to live. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
At the Pima County Public Library, we are powering possibilities. Every day, in person and online, we help you connect, learn, create, and achieve your dreams. Come browse our shelves or take a class, pursue your passion, and connect with others. Do you dream big? We do. Anything is possible at your local library. Call 791-4010 or visit library.pima.gov to be inspired today.
The excitement is building for the grand opening in 2017 for the Twisted Tandoor. The legendary Indian food truck will now have a permanent brick-and-mortar home at Swan and Camp Lowell Drive. The menu will be an expansion of the Indian classic offerings from the original Twisted Tandoor food truck. The Twisted Tandoor, coming in 2017 at 4660 East Camp Lowell Drive.
Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. We have an entire section devoted to the Old West and its heritage. Contributors include Wyatt Earp historian Scott Dyke and hiking Apacheria's Jerry Egan. We also look back at Old West newspapers and feature a column, This Day in Old West History. It is Old West News from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to always start with trust.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
All right, welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Our monthly interview segment featuring the monthly Scam Alert is with us, presented by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. We welcome to the Buckmaster Show the Director of Communication and Consumer Affairs at the Better Business Bureau, Suzanne Miller. Suzanne, how are you?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
Doing very well. It's vacation time. Some of us are thinking about getting away, and I know I'm not alone in that regard. And it also is a time scammers know that people are thinking about getting away.
Sure. They're pre-planning, too. That's, you know, it hit the 100 mark on Friday. So I know it's going to get a little bit cooler, but, you know, that makes people start to think about their vacation plans for the summer. So, yes, we definitely want to make sure that they do their due diligence and stay safe.
What can the Better Business Bureau tell us about some good advice about keeping yourself safe and avoiding some travel-related scams?
Well, you know, whether you're looking for a good deal, planning on annual holiday trips, or just have decided that you need that summer vacation from our Arizona heat, we want to plan ahead and save money, avoid scams, and travel safely. So BBB has really come up with some tips to share with you, but know that scammers commonly target people looking for great deals online by offering those tempting vacation packages at unrealistically low prices. You got to think about that. You know, if it's, I love it, Bill. You say it every time. If it sounds too good to be true.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I get these calls all the time. I get them at home. I get them on the cell phone. You've just won a trip to the Bahamas.
Lovely.
All you need to do is call this particular number and give us some information.
There's just your key. A little information, like, you know, your credit card information.
Exactly.
Your
maybe your
address.
Social security number, and on it goes.
Right.
So, you know, you got to be very careful.
Quickly spiral.
And, you know, find a very good travel agency, one of our fine sponsors here, Bon Voyage Travel, someone that has been in the business a long time and very reliable. Be careful of some of these other folks.
And that's key, Bill, right there is what you were saying is, you know, you are a great reference for someone that's trusted. And that's the key. Use people that you trust to help you with the plans.
Let's talk about some of the plans, beginning with how it all starts. You know, a great journey, Suzanne, begins with just one step at a time. And one step forward, right?
Right.
So we do. We need to start thinking about planning ahead. I happen to be a very early bird planner.
I think that's fantastic. Personally, I think, you know, that's really where you're given enough time to find the best deals, but do your research while you're finding those deals. So we have a few tips on kind of how to do that. Obviously, starting with bbb.org and the directory is another way to find sources that you trust. If you don't have friends and family that are giving you referrals, start there. So, and what is the saying? The early bird gets the worm?
Yes, something like that, and very true. When you do these kind of broad internet searches, be very careful about that. For instance, if you were just to put in, like, say, Hawaii or something like that, be careful before you click on a particular site.
Right. And be careful of the search words that you use, like you had mentioned. So when you do a broad search and you say, hey, I want the best deal, and your keyword is best deal, that's, you know, that's just key for scammers. So they're like, oh, hook and sink right there. We're going to get them. So you want to be careful about that. Just be careful with the words that you use for those. And when you do your homework, you know, make sure that you research the business and research where you're going. If you're using a travel agency and they sign you up for a condo and you go to, you know, purchase that online, research the actual neighborhood and the community beforehand. Check out the ratings. Read the reviews that other people have written. That's really key. And When you're going online and you're looking at the hotels, the flights, the areas that you're going to be staying, really look at everything around you. Making reservations in advance also locks the rates and prevents you from paying those higher prices that seem to be, you know, prime time past spring break. But, you know, the summertime, that's busy time. So you want to make sure that you just plan ahead and think about things as you proceed in these step-by-steps. Do the research before you pay any deposits and make sure you have a good contract in place.
Watch out for the fine print. That maybe we should, that should be something we talk about almost every week or every month when you come on, because you're going to put down money, in some cases, a lot of money on a deposit.
Mm-hmm.
Find out what are some of the qualifications with that deposit.
Right. You want to know what their cancellation and refund policies
are.
That's so important because life happens. Mm-hmm. So it could be on their end. It could be on our end. You never know. And so I would really consider the travel insurance, you know, for trip cancellations, medical emergencies. There's different levels of coverage, so you don't always have to get the most, but it's always nice to kind of have that in your pocket.
And it's not that expensive. I've been a big proponent over the years of my travel with travel insurance. It just gives you a nice feeling. I mean, there's all sorts of levels you can have. There's evacuation, medical evacuation. It goes on and on. But I think some kind of basic coverage is important.
Absolutely. I think it's really important, and I always take advantage of
and
it as well.
And credit cards.
Yeah, pay with your credit card. I think that's a big one because, you know, it gives you a lot of additional protection if something should go wrong, and especially with your reservations.
How about social media?
So when you are out and about and you're actually traveling mm-hmm. and you're enjoying yourself, it's hard for me, but we always recommend that you wait to post on social media because you just don't want everybody, the scammers, to know your location or that you're not at home. So, or if you're out and about, you know, where they could, you know, attract, you know, thieves potentially. So just be really careful about, don't give too much detail about when you'll be away and when your home will be empty, because you really, you know, you could attract those that you do not want in your home while you're gone.
Make sure your home insurance is up to date before you travel.
Yes. And, you know, because you have different policies. Again, it goes the same thing. There's mm-hmm. different layers. So, you know, we all like to share our vacation adventures with everyone. But if your home will be unattended while you are away, make sure you know your responsibilities under your home insurance policy. Some policies do not cover damage if nobody checks on your home for, you know, a certain amount of time.
Mm-hmm. And make sure you have an itinerary and make sure a family member has your itinerary.
Yes.
Or a friend. It can be someone you trust.
Absolutely.
And again, there's that word trust. make sure it's somebody that with one phone call that, you know, you've got all that information. If you're traveling overseas, a copy of your passport information with a
so
family
important.
Member or friend is also critical.
Everything that you need a copy of, they need a copy
That's
of.
That's exactly right. And when you're in the hotel, make sure that hotel has a safe in your room if possible.
Right. Yes, because it's so, you know, it's easy to just leave something on, you know, the side table there, but, you know, you just don't know who's going to be in there. And that's, you know, that's how fraud happens. You know, they may not even take anything, but they'll take your information. So definitely, you know, get everything all locked away in a safe place before you leave your room.
Probably the best place to go to find out more and to get it all put together for you is your wonderful website at the Better Business Bureau.
You know, it's a great resource just to find travel agencies. If you don't have referrals from friends and family, you can, you know, look at reviews. You can just take your time to make sure that certain locations, especially say it's a timeshare, you know, you can look into that information. You can check Scam Tracker to see if, you know, if you're hearing about a great deal, check on Scam Tracker to see if, you know, others have heard of that great deal too, and it's a scam. It's really important to do your research.
And if you are on vacation and you're approached about a timeshare, be cautious.
Great advice, Bill.
I mean, you be cautious about it, and, you know, you're in a good mood. You're in an exotic place, perhaps, and you're relaxed. You're thinking, oh, man, maybe this would be a great place to come back to all the time. You don't need to hurry into a decision.
And
let's put it that way.
Absolutely, because you have time before you come back.
Yeah, so exactly.
Make sure that you know, you can get their information, but mm-hmm. that doesn't mean that you need to sign on the dotted line.
So where can we get more information from the Better Business Bureau?
Well, we're going to have some information up on our site just so that our Southern Arizona community can have a reference before they get started. So go to our news and events page, and you'll find it there where you can get all of these tips that we've talked about and more. And keep following us on Facebook, because mm-hmm. we post several times a day on, and that's, you know, all about scam alerts and news information that, you know, will keep you
And you,
you
post
safe.
Our interviews, too, here
Absolutely.
On the Buckmaster Show. So, sounds great. Suzanne Miller, always a pleasure, and safe travels to you and all of our listeners.
Thank you to Hawaii.
Yeah, Kauai, here we come. Thank you very much, Suzanne. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Tucson now has its own Creole restaurant. Capturing the spirit of New Orleans cuisine, Saz Creole Kitchen and Cocktails is located in St. Philip's Plaza at River and Campbell. The New Orleans-inspired menu includes a full range of gumbos and much-loved beignets. See you at Saz Creole Kitchen and Cocktails. Open daily, 8 a.m. to midnight at St. Philip's Plaza. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. The Regional Transportation Authority works with its member jurisdictions, the business community, project neighbors, and the broader community to deliver transportation projects promised in 2006. This collaborative effort is a model of diverse interests coming together for the benefit of the region. This spirit of regional collaboration helps us address the mobility and safety needs in all of our communities. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
At the Pima County Public Library, we are powering possibilities. Every day, in person and online, we help you connect, learn, create, and achieve your dreams. Come browse our shelves or take a class, pursue your passion, and connect with others. Do you dream big? We do. Anything is possible at your local library. Call 791-4010 or visit library.pima.gov to be inspired today.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by our friends over at Green Things. I was over at Green Things yesterday, 3384 East River Road, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Needed a beautiful pot for a little piece of pottery to do after a giant cactus tree fell on the patio in the wind and destroyed a couple of pots. So we actually found a good one over at Green Things. They have so much to do with gardening. Pretty much everything you need on their 13-acre site. Go to greenthingsaz.com. Dr. Mark Sykes is with us. Dr. Sykes, I don't know if you garden. You like to see things grow.
That's why I don't garden as much as I should, perhaps. But
perhaps your green thumb sometimes.
Or my black thumb.
Yeah, black thumb. Dr. Sykes is the CEO and director of the Planetary Science Institute, celebrating 45 years as a Tucson-based nonprofit engaged in the exploration of the solar system. Dr. Sykes and his organization had a very successful event last week, your annual fundraising event.
Yes, we had Charlie Walker as our main speaker. Charlie is who lives here in Tucson, Arizona.
He's retired here.
Okay. His wife for about the last 10 years. He was the first commercial astronaut flying the space shuttle back in the 80s about four times, and had a lot of great experiences to share with us. It was a very fun. Very fun event.
Well, and what he had to say is probably very timely with all that's going on in the commercial space realm that's coming up, and perhaps flights around around the moon, perhaps even next year. I've been hearing stuff like that.
So, yeah, well, I mean, you know, there's a lot of talk. We'll see. But yeah, it was kind of the beginning of people thinking, hey, you know, maybe there's things that we could do commercially. In a zero-G environment. And what Charlie was running, in part, was medical experiments of purifying certain hormones and things that would have of medical value, but they were using a process that seemed to work very well up in the low gravity of space.
Let's talk about NASA's Cassini mission, which is going to be coming to an end very soon after a very successful 20-year run. The latest findings made by the Cassini probe might change the way scientists see Saturn. Cassini completed two dives into the unexplored area between Saturn's rings. And I guess there were some shocked scientists, Dr. Sykes, who were shocked to say and see that there's really nothing there, not even space dust. So my question, how is that possible?
Well, I was very surprised, too. I thought there was a not insignificant chance that Cassini would just, like, gone.
Yeah.
You know, when it went between that gap between Saturn and the rings, because I thought that there'd be a fair amount of debris in there, but evidently there wasn't. And so it's being swept out efficiently, the debris that's being created in the rings. And so so that was a very interesting data point. And also it's flying a lot closer now to the atmosphere, only 2,000 kilometers at closest approach above the one bar, you know, the part of the atmosphere that has the same pressure as the surface of the Earth. And so it's getting some close-up images of that hole in the North Pole that has the hexagonal structure around it. Very, very cool stuff.
Oh, the images are just unbelievable.
Been a spectacular mission for 20 years, and it's going to go out in style.
What was the original mission with Cassini when it was launched in 1997? Was it always about Saturn?
Yes.
It was.
Yeah, because it wasn't going to go anyplace else than the Saturn. Well, I should say the Saturn system, because you've got the planet, you've got the rings, you've got the giant satellite, which is a planet in its own right, really, a Titan, that has the ocean, methane oceans and things on it, and an atmosphere. It's got Enceladus, which we didn't know at the time. This was one of Cassini's discovery, which has these an interior ocean that's warmed up from gravitational of tides with Saturn, and it's spewing out these plumes of water into space, and they are fantastic targets for future mission to fly through those plumes with the instruments that could find out if there's any dead bugs in them. You know, because we have the question, does water equal life? And mm-hmm. there's clearly liquid water that we can access from the interior of Enceladus. And then there's a bunch of other, you know, moons, icy moons that are round, small moons, which are probably fragments of captured asteroids from very early in the solar system. You know, Saturn, you know, like Jupiter, is its own kind of little solar system, and there's just so much to learn there, in its magnetosphere and everything else, it hasn't been a boring 20 years.
No, Saturn being the second largest planet in our solar system, so it pretty much has this whole complex around mm-hmm. it. It's like mm-hmm. its own little universe mm-hmm. there, and this is something that Cassini has been shedding all this new light on, this mm-hmm. project. I think we got a good bang for the buck, didn't we, with the Cassini project, which was a joint mission between NASA, the Italian Space Agency, mm-hmm. and the European Space Agency, getting together and pooling resources. It probably, in today's dollars, didn't cost all that much.
Yeah, the Europeans provided the Huygens probe, which was sent into the atmosphere of Titan and landed on its one of its oceans. And so fantastic pictures on the way down and learning about that world from those measurements. It was another great success. But also, you know, like Galileo, which did a many-year study of the Jupiter system and Cassini, it kind of lays the groundwork, you might say, for two other missions we should fly sometime in the future that are not on the books right now, and that is a similar mission to Uranus and a similar mission to Neptune. Hmm. Both of those planets have rings, have a complex satellite system. Neptune has a captured planet, Triton, which is the same size as Pluto, and so has a lot of similar processes going on. We saw geysers on the thing.
These planets are kind of under the radar screen in some ways.
Oh, yeah,
it's
yeah,
not getting
yeah.
the kind of,
yeah, yeah.
maybe not as sexy or whatever as Saturn.
But they have great personalities.
Uh-huh.
And so, but targets for the future. And we will undoubtedly learn as much at those worlds that we have at Jupiter and Saturn with the Galileo and Cassini missions.
So what are the next big projects?
Oh, God, you know, boat to go. Our technology has improved, you know, quite a bit over the years. I mean, the fact that on a discovery budget, you know, $500 million, which in the space business is cheap for a
right.
solar, that somebody could propose to send a boat to Titan, you know, at Saturn, to land mm-hmm. land this thing and have it be float on the ocean surface and study it
with sails just, and everything.
No, well, you know, maybe it has a little outboard motor or something. But what we're becoming so much more efficient at sending things to different parts of the solar system. I would like to see a return to Mars, not with a big multi-billion-dollar thing, though I'm not against, mm-hmm. but a bunch of little guys like the MIR, you know, the Opportunity rover that you know, had a 90-day mission and is in its 11th year right now. Mm-hmm. But there's so many other places on Mars to go to explore where we've found evidence of tsunamis washing in and places where there could have been, you know, ancient life. Questions about whether there's areas where there's water and whether there could be present life there. Mars is we've learned to be a very complex planet, and we are nowhere near. We're just scratching the surface, if I may, quite a phrase. But we have so much more to do there to expand our knowledge of that world. So there's if we launch the NEOCAM satellite to find all the near-Earth objects that could be potential resource targets as well as hazards to, you know.
There's a whole world out there.
There's a universe of things to do, yes, Bill. And,
certainly.
And that's why I think the Planetary Science Institute is going to be in business for a long time.
I certainly hope so. I support it. I'm a member. I urge all of our listeners to go to psi.edu for more information. Mark, always a pleasure.
It's great to be here, Bill.
22nd Annual Silver City Blues Festival. Do you like the blues at all, Mark Sykes?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, free event over in Silver City. It's done very well. Ghost Town Blues Band of Memphis will be the headliners over there. So check out southwestnewmexico.org. We'll have the full listing of several dozen great places to stay. And beside the Blues Festival, there's a lot to do in Silver City, from hiking to fine dining in historic Silver City. We'll be coming up this afternoon with our mic check. Mike Shaw will have that program hosting it. Ray Allen ably assisting him tomorrow morning. Wake Up Tucson 6 to 9, and then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you for the Buckmaster Show at 12:04. On behalf of Ray Allen, have a great afternoon and evening.